The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
And welcome. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark, and I'm joined this morning by the other Clark.
Good morning.
Sharon Clark, the two Clarks, one with an E.
And one without. We're here to welcome you to a Thursday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Thursday, and it's the first Thursday, so it's Sharon and I this morning. If you'd like to join us, you can jump in at the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. Looks like we had another beautiful day in line. We're looking for a high of 88 today and a low of 54. On Friday, we're looking for 75 and 54 low. Cooling off a little bit over the weekend, 65 with a low of about in the 50s again. Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, and Sunday, a 50% chance of showers. So you might get a little bit of a cooling trend, and that's a little good because I'm not really ready for summer yet.
Not 90s.
No, not exactly yet. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, you want to tell our listeners this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Aaron Richard. Aaron is an accomplished top-producing agent with in-depth knowledge of the real estate market in and around Reading. She's highly motivated, determined, and dedicated to her clients. Check out her website at richardrealestate.com. By the way, for those of you interested, Shasta Lake, now at 1,050 and a half feet above sea level. That puts us 16 and a half feet from the top as of the last reading we have available to us. A couple of quick community notes. Reading Rodeo Association and KCNR Free Fire Media invite you to the Reading Rodeo Media Day Trail Ride at Anselmo Vineyards on May the 6th. Trail rides will begin at 10 a.m. Lunch and wine provided following the trail ride. Stay and make it a fun afternoon. If you do want to ride, we do suggest sturdy pants and riding boots. And if you want more information, you can give us a call here at KCNR 1460. It's close to home of Trisha's heart. The Frontier Senior Center's 20th birthday takes place on May the 14th, 3 to 6 p.m. There'll be a major cake, a major donors honoring being honored with a birthday cake. Let's try that again. Live music tours of the facility, a raffle, and a no-host bar. And for more information, 365-3254. Finally, KIXC drive-through tri-tip lunch will be taking place on, April the 15th, so you can weep about your taxes and then get yourself a nice lunch all at the same time. That's 11:30 to 1:30, and will be happening there at KIXC's location at 603 North Market. And pick up your lunch. Tickets, $10 each, and they come with a free Colt 45's game ticket for any game of the season. That's $5 value.
And if anybody says that there isn't anything to do in Shasta County or I can't find any place to go, they're just not looking.
They're not looking. And this is the time of the year because finally the rain has stopped. I actually got told by my landscaper that I can turn my sprinklers back on.
Well, and
it's been a while.
It has been. Yeah. And I looked at that yesterday. I was doing a little bit out in the yard and what have you, and I did some hand watering around here and there and was kind of looking at the lawn and going, almost turned the sprinklers back on and then decided we did have a cooling trend this weekend, so maybe I'll do that the first of the week. Because that's a big job.
Yeah. To flip that switch.
No, because I have mine's a little more complicated than that. It's in several different systems. Some of the timers I actually take off during the winter. So it's about an hour project go out and hook them back up, make sure the timers are all set, the batteries are all good, then go around and actually figure out whether the timer is working or not.
Okay.
And whether all the sprinklers are working or not.
Yeah, Saturday we could actually see some thunder boomers in the valley, so be planning accordingly. Of course, that can cause bursts of wind and other things. So if you've uncovered all the lawn equipment, might want to think about throwing the tarp back
on. Yeah, we're not quite. I just don't want to go straight to summer. I would love spring first. You know, we've had all this crazy weather, and then we have 90 degrees yesterday. It's like, can we have maybe a few weeks of like 70-ish?
Yeah, and that would be great. Yeah. And I think you're going to have to move to get that, though, Sharon, because it just never happens.
I know. We don't. We have like summer.
Trish will agree that it's a running joke in writing that spring happened on a Tuesday this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the kind of the spring flowers and the whole atmosphere that's going. I'm looking at my rose garden, and it is just getting ready to be that first glorious bloom. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a few open, but the buds are everywhere. The backyard's already started, and I love roses, so I have a lot of them. But that first bloom, when everything comes out, and I'm mm-hmm. looking, I think I'm thinking 4 or 5 days.
It's happening.
And it's just going to be uh-huh. happening. It's awesome. And it's really a Kodak moment when
it
does.
And everything is so green and so lush right now. It's really nice to see.
It is. Oh. It's beautiful.
The hills are alive with what you real estate people call sucker grass.
Right
now it looks like Ireland out there.
It really does. And on my block, I have to say that my lawn looks the best. I looked at it. It's so dark and green. And I looked at my neighbors. I'm like, pretty much I'm like owning this block right now.
Me too.
I can't take any credit.
I can't either because my guy that does the lawn does a really good job.
Really nice right now.
End of the month, it'll be the color of a grocery sack.
No, actually, they keep do a really good job on my lawn and keep it for years. I kind of just did pasture fertilizer and it went dormant in the winter and in the summer it was green and I mowed it and it was nice and grasshoppers is the ones I'm using now. Give them a little
mine's
plug.
Called earthworm. Is that funny how
they just do a marvelous job. I mean, it's green all year round and people are commenting on how beautiful my lawn is. As I look at it, I go, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I can't take any credit for
me either. But.
So, just very quickly, we have to do one little bit of politic thing.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's get
I mean, we just got to get through that. I mean, is this primary season ever going to be over? It's like, it's painful. It's just painful. The whole Republican, Democratic, the whole thing is just. It makes no sense. It's like a world I've never been in.
It's reality TV at its finest, but only it's happening in real life.
It's so ugly.
I have acquaintances all over the world I talk to via the internet, and everyone I know in a foreign country is looking at the U.S. and going, wow. How did you get there?
I know, and yet it probably is certainly the most important election in my lifetime as to the direction of this country. I mean, we have gone so far to the left that if we don't do a course direction, if we don't turn around and say, what in the world are we doing? We're going to be a third world country. I mean, we can't do this for another 4 years. So in my mind, it's so important that we do, it's time for a course direction. It's time for us to recognize it and decide, are we in fact the United States of America, a republic formed around a constitution, or are we just like any other country and going to turn totally socialist or whatever?
Right. I agree. I think we've lost a lot of respect, in the world as far as a superpower. And
absolutely.
And, you know, I totally agree. I think it's a super important election. I think people are tired. I think people have lost confidence. I think that's where a lot of the craziness comes from, is that people are speaking out in frustration of that direction. So it's going to be really interesting. And I think, again, as we've talked before, I think we're going to see a lot of people voting that maybe haven't and that are getting involved that maybe haven't in the past, which is always a good thing.
I think it's true. The problem is that they're trying to say that the establishment and that's both sides, Republicans and Democrats, the whole establishment back there, they're pretty happy with the way things are because they got theirs, and they're totally comfortable with the way things are, and I think unfortunately, that anybody that threatens to change that in any manner, they don't want any part of. And I think that includes the two candidates who are likely to be the Republican nominee, Trump and Cruz. I mean, one of them is going to be the choice of the people. Now, whether that establishment wing of the Republican Party and Democratic Party and the media are going to let that happen remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't come up with the magic 1237 number, and one of them clearly is not going to be the candidate when they go to that convention, I have nightmares about what could happen at that convention and how far they'll go to keep their place in the sun. And what the American people that are at this point, as you indicate, angry.
Mm-hmm.
They're just angry and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen if they try to steal that election. So we need to take a break,
what
but I'll tell you
the
what.
Will of the people.
The circular firing squad that the Republicans have got going is awesome. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
Wow, indeed.
On a freight train leaving town, not not knowing where I'm bound.
Of course, for those who may have been living in a cave yesterday on his birthday, Merle Haggard at the age of 79 passed away. For those who may not have seen the news, and he will be well missed. Of course, resided up here for some years out by Palisadro, right?
Yep, yeah. Silver Bridge Road. And
Merle's morning.
Yeah, a little shout out to Merle Haggard and his family. May he rest in peace. And you know, it's always special to have someone that you feel like you know. And I actually, you know, Merle lived out in my district. There was a project one time that we had in the county, and I was chairing the board the afternoon session, and we were taking testimony, and I looked up and I went, oh my goodness, that's Merle Haggard. And he was out in the audience, and it was just, you know, just kind of a common guy. He didn't get up and say anything, but after the meeting, I walked out into the hall and he was waiting there and talked to me about how well I'd handled the afternoon session. He said, I was very impressed, Madam Chairman. I liked the way you handled this whole thing. And I thought, gosh, I don't know, should I ask him for his autograph?
Yeah,
but I didn't. I thought, no, I'm supposed to be professional here, but.
Yeah. You know, this guy's legacy will endure long past any of the current crop of superstars, quote, and quote.
Forever.
And I've met him on a couple of occasions, radio interviews and such. And the thing that struck me is he didn't have an entourage. This guy's portfolio is bigger than any of these current idiots is ever going to be. And he was just a regular guy.
Yeah. He did have a reputation, and it was well deserved as well, as far as showing up or not on occasion for concerts. And I remember distinctly one concert that was here in Reading, and it was with Kris Kristofferson, and Merle was supposed to start the show, and it didn't start on time, and then after a little while, Kris Kristofferson walked out onto the stage and just started singing. Without any kind of comments or what have you. And then after a couple of songs, he said, you know, he said, I'd heard about Merle, but I think he'd do it in his own hometown.
Did he ever show up
that
night?
He did. Okay. Then about the next song, Merle wandered in and started. It was uniquely Merle. I mean, he did that from time to time. Yeah. But, well remembered and brings up all kinds of great memories of good country stars that had that outlaw image who we will never forget, the Johnny Cashers and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, those
Chris
people,
Ledoux,
Chris, yeah, those people are Kris Kristofferson, mm-hmm. That whole outlaw group that we'll recognize as we do Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, those voices that live forever. And
I think that Merle's songs will be playing on some spaceship bound for who knows where. And when people mention Kanye West and the Kardashians, and it'll be like, who was
who?
That?
Who right. was that? But you're right. But they will remember the names like Merle Haggard.
And I think that music was like such a storytelling time.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't like some songwriter wrote it and some guy put on cowboy boots and, you know, custom jeans and sang it up in front of a group. You know, these men, that you know, Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, like, lived their music. And so I think it was, there was so much respect for that. You know, as a listener, you're like, this guy, I believed him. You know, I believed him. And, like, good or bad, like, you're rooting for the underdog of this person that, you know, is just experiencing life and singing about their life, the ups and downs and the drinking songs and the losing jobs and losing women. And it's like his music is the story of his life. And I loved that. And we've lost that a lot in country music, for sure.
Well, we have. And, it's interesting because we just had the 50th Academy of Country Western Music Awards.
Yeah. Now I can't come up with the acronym for
ACM.
It.
Yeah,
the
country, ACM. Yeah. And I taped it because I know I can't stand to sit through it because it's so loud and brash and lights and flashing and it's not what I would consider country music.
Yeah, no one gets up there with a guitar and
well,
sits on
occasionally.
You know.
And there was a couple of, the reason I wanted to watch it was because Dolly Parton did a duet with some gal whose name I don't know.
I want to say Miranda Lambert, but I'm not sure if it
was. Wasn't Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
She was on, but there was certainly a lot of good talent there. There was some good songs. And then there was so much stuff that I would identify as anything but country music.
Yeah.
But it was actually better than A couple of them I've watched recently because they didn't try to get into the whole politically correct kind of thing, and I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. Although I did skim through a lot of it. I recorded it and then watched what I wanted, and when I saw somebody that I thought it looked like maybe they were singing a good song, I'd stop and
watched it.
But I did enjoy Dolly Parton. However, I wish that I kind of wish they'd quit doing the facelift stuff when they get as old as they do, because her face just didn't even look normal.
You can tell that she's had some work done.
Yeah. And it didn't even, and she's such a pretty thing. And I just love Dolly Parton, but she'd had some work done that wasn't attractive.
I quote her all the time, and the famous line I always say is, if you don't honk your horn, no one knows you're coming.
There you go.
So I use that all the time in my life. I'm like, you got to honk your horn or no one knows you're coming.
Yeah. She certainly was another unique person in the country western field.
We had a caller mentioned that the 2009 film Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, and his character was sort of modeled on Waylon, on Merle, on that whole genre.
Yes.
That character is sort of an amalgamation of all those legends that we are unfortunately losing.
Well, that's as time, you know, that you outlive your peers, they say, as you age. And certainly 79, though, for we were saying, that's for the life they lead, and they put some hard miles in the saddle. And 79's not a bad age.
David Bowie and Merle Haggard going at about the going within the same year. That's two major music icons.
Yes.
And a host of others have traveled the path. So
yeah,
we will remember them by their music.
Yes, and isn't it great that we do that? Have that as I was coming in this morning. I actually have a lot of music on my iPod, or, you know, on my phone and what have you. And it came up, and a couple of Merle songs have played over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's nice remembering. So we have a gentleman calling in, a Lieutenant General William Boykin, he's retired from the Delta Force, U.S. Army Force, and he's going to be calling in at 7:30. And talking to us a little bit about the Cruz campaign, actually, Ted Cruz campaign.
No doubt a harmless and shy individual.
I'm certain that he absolutely will be. But
unassuming. Well, most of these people are very unassuming, but you do not want to be on the wrong side of them, of course. Shall we break for the bottom?
Let's go for a break.
All righty. Hey, this portion of the program is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California for limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Going to take it out with a bit more Merle. KCNR 1460, it is 728.
Mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable, first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
7:31 on KCNR 1460, and I want to tell you real quick, by the way, I'm Bob Belongi. It is 7:32. I want to tell you about Wellgate Sports Club. Now, anybody who knows me know that there is a lot of me, and I want there to be a little bit less of me. So that is why I've started going to Wellgate Sports Club, because, you know, when you normally walk into a gym, you know, your nose kind of does that wrinkle up thing and you look around and you go, wow. Wellgate Sports Club is a step above. It is an absolutely fabulous, beautiful, bright facility, state of the art equipment. And right now they have a new program, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Cowling. It's a unique saltwater pool that's only available at Wellgate Sports Club. One-on-one small group training is available. The thing about the saltwater pool training is that you can increase range of motion, increase flexibility, you can exercise, you can really get a workout without blowing out your kneecaps, because the buoyancy and the resistance of the water keep your joints nice and healthy. So come experience exceptional everyday Wellgate Sports Club, where we believe self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And it is Thursday, so this is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark here with you this morning. We are joined now on the phone with a member of a very elite group of people, one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. Retired Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin. He serves as the Family Research Council's Executive Vice President at this time. And he's here to talk to us about this election and what our chances are. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you this morning.
Okay, well, Carl had indicated to me that you had some special information. A lot of us are really concerned about, under the Obama administration, the tremendous weakening of our military forces. We need to do something about that.
Yeah, I find it interesting that last week Brett Baer interviewed the three former secretaries of defense, and they all had something very revealing in terms of, the reduction in readiness of our military. And, you know, my first thought was, why didn't you say something at the time? Why didn't you stand up to the president? Why didn't you resign and protest? And but they're right. Our military readiness has been reduced significantly under this president. I can't answer as to why he is allowing this to happen, not only allowing it, but directing it. But I will tell you that our military readiness today is being devastated to the point that as our enemies are growing stronger, our military is growing weaker, and we're having significant problems retaining really good people and, more importantly, recruiting really good people from across the country because they see what's happening to our military.
What's that solution?
The solution is to get a new commander-in-chief that will take military readiness seriously and make no decisions regarding our military without asking himself this one question: how does this decision enhance the military's abilities to fight and win the nation's wars? That's the only mission of the military. That's what Douglas MacArthur said at West Point in 1963 when he told the cadets there. Your mission remains fixed, determined, inviolable. It is to win this nation's wars. That's the only consideration for our military.
Well, and certainly that hasn't been the path we've been on with the direction that our military receives that are serving overseas and the rules of engagement that they've been operating under this administration. I'm not surprised people are not standing in line to sign up to be recruited into our military.
Well, it's, I speak all over the country, and I talk to moms and dads everywhere. And I will tell you, honestly, after 36 and a half years, it is becoming more and more difficult for me to say to a mom and dad that come to me and say, should I let my son or daughter join the military? It's becoming more and more difficult for me to say yes. On the one hand, I know that we've got to have a very strong military. On the other hand, I almost feel like I'm betraying their confidence when they ask me this very sincerely because I know that several things are going to happen. When they come into the military, one of the things that's going to happen is if they are people of faith, they're going to be told to check their faith at the door. They are also going to be put into a military that spends far more time focusing on tolerance and inclusion and how to integrate women into the infantry than they do on things like the code of conduct. Now, reflect on the fact that during the Vietnam War, for a prisoner in Hanoi, an American prisoner, to make a statement, they had to beat them almost to the point of death. The rule was, don't let them kill you. And then they would make a statement. Look at that and contrast that to two patrol boats that were taken by the Iranians, and within hours, they were apologizing for straying into Iranian waters, which I don't believe in the first place. And they were thanking the Iranians, and then you see an image of a sailor sitting there crying. What has happened to our military? If that's not a stark reality for people to see the condition of our military, and those people did not spend whole lot of time on what's called the code of conduct, in other words, how you're supposed to act as a prisoner.
Yeah.
What they spent their time on was frivolous, nonsensical stuff that was all about social experiments.
We talked earlier in the show about the fact that this election is certainly one of the most important in my lifetime and in most of ours, that we are at a turning point. If we don't do something dramatic, if we end up with a Hillary Clinton direction, this country's doomed. I don't know how we crawl out of it if we do four more years of it. We have a solution, and I think you're supporting the candidate that I'm supporting. Senator Cruz.
I am campaigning with Ted Cruz. And look, there are two enduring decisions that a president makes as the commander-in-chief and as the chief executive of the nation. One is to go to war, to commit our sons and daughters. And the other one is the appointment of judges in the judicial system. And everybody's focused on the Supreme Court, but it's not just the Supreme Court. Obama has appointed over 300 justices in different levels throughout the federal judicial system. Remember, those are lifetime appointments.
Yes, they are.
They extend 25 or 30 years beyond the tenure of the president. Who do you trust is the question. Who do you trust to make those next 300 appointments plus 3 to 4 Supreme Court nominations? I trust Ted Cruz, who is a constitutionalist And I trust him far better. You know, the Republicans do not have a particularly good track record of nominating Supreme Court justices in the past. And I trust Ted because he has spent his life focused on exactly this kind of thing and ensuring that our Constitution is protected.
And we don't have anybody available to us. I've been trying to say to people that I've been involved in politics for a lot of years. And I don't judge people by what they're saying during the election. You have to judge them by their record. Look at their record. Look at their life. What have they done? Because they're pretty consistent in what they're going to do in the future. There's a few changes from time to time, but historically you need to look at their record. He has a record unsurpassed by anyone. We've been saying for years that we want people to run on a platform and then do what they say when they get elected, and that's exactly what he's done. So
that's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that's well said.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in and giving us certainly the military background, and we thank you for your service. I don't think that enough respect is given to our military people, and I know that if we don't turn around and get back, and that's the most important thing that the U.S. government does is protect us, and have a strong military, and certainly we're very lacking in that right now.
Right. Number one obligation of any president is to defend the nation and protect the people.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Well, I think that you said it. It is the most important election of my lifetime and probably in the history of America. This will determine, in my view, and this sounds a little radical, but I mean it. It will determine whether the republic survives as we know it.
I concur. I concur. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was...
Well stated.
Original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. Certainly, he was privileged to ultimately command these elite warriors in combat operations. He's been with the Army's Green Berets. Certainly someone who knows the military inside out and out. And I always am so impressed with the politeness of how they politely disagree with Mr. Obama, but they don't come out and say what a dirty rat he really is.
Well, I think, you know, again, that older military, you know, the code of conduct was that you follow your commander-in-chief, and
you respect the office, yeah. if not right. the individual sitting right. behind the nameplate.
Right, and I think, I agreed with everything you said, and I have a lot of respect for the man. I think we need to move forward in a really positive way and garner the respect of the world that we used to have with our military and be feared a little bit and not mess with the U.S.
Well, you know, they don't have that image anymore at all.
And I agreed with what he said. Our enemies are growing. You know, we have acts of terrorism. That wasn't even a word I was raised with. Terrorism in the country and people, you know, bombings and getting into our country and wanting to hurt us. You know, it is growing. We have people that just don't like us and want to hurt us here. And we need a commander-in-chief that's going to send a message that that's not acceptable and we're not going to tolerate that.
Well, I think so, and we have gotten to the point in this country, in my estimation, with the political correctness, that we're not even, we don't make any sense. We let them into our country. We let them do whatever they want to do because we don't want to offend them. We're not demanding that they respect our flag, our customs, our entire government. And yet we wonder why they're coming in, and as you indicate, they're coming in and they're hurting us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it without any repercussions in most cases.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that would be unheard of 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's countries we couldn't go to and behave that way.
Hold on.
You know?
And not on a bet.
Right, right. You know, so I think that there's definitely needs to be some changes made.
And Terry wants to weigh in. Hello, Terry. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Fire away.
How you doing, ladies?
Good morning, Terry.
Good program, as usual, you two.
Thank you.
And Bob is amazing, isn't he? He keeps everybody on track, huh?
Yes, he does. He says, go ahead,
thank God he's there all the time. Anyway, yeah, you're exactly right. Political correctness is really the problem. But the real problem is, and I'm going to ask all the listeners, and Carl's been asking this for about a week, we've been asking this for a week, of everything that you have, whether it be the food you eat, the car you drive, the gas you put in it, whether you do something to your home or not, if you want to install a water heater, you have to get a permit. Name one thing that the government does not control in your life right now.
No, it's difficult to do.
There isn't anything.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me at one meeting we were having in town hall, they said, well, how about my opinion? Well, your opinion is swayed by political correctness. And I'll prove that off of the last segment. You know, I know, Trish, you are amazing. He is a dirty rat. However, there are people who are afraid to say that.
Yeah.
Even though they believe it. They're afraid to give their opinion. They're afraid. And as long as we work from a platform of fear, the government won't fear us. When the people fear the government, that's tyranny.
Yeah.
But when the government fears the people, that's liberty. And we have to start thinking this way. And people have to wake up and understand, yeah, he's a communist. He wants 2030. He wants Agenda 2030. He wants Agenda 21. He wants a one-world government. He doesn't care about the military. He is trying to weaken us, and he is a communist. And he's a Muslim. Okay, well, what else can you say?
Yeah.
That's all the truth. Someone needs to call and dispute that.
Well, and Terry, the problem is I think this election has, as I say, it's almost, if you were sitting back and looking at it from afar and weren't impacted or involved in it, it'd have to be a joke. Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist? I mean, 10 years ago, if someone had said they were running and they were a socialist, they'd have been laughed out of town. Now they use it as a bumper sticker. And people are saying, yeah, socialism is good.
Give us free stuff.
What country am I in? And I just can't. I look at that and I go, I don't even believe this. The youth sitting there thinking that that's a good thing. And yet they do.
Well, we've had entitlements. I mean, you know, I'm sure we're all guilty of it. I mean, probably all of our kids had televisions and DVD players and cell phones, et cetera. I think the entitlement society is one thing. And, of course, that rebellious nature. But the real deal is that the President of the United States in the Constitution has very, very limited power, very limited power.
Yeah.
This President and even George Bush took tremendous power, especially with the Patriot Act. So as long as we allow presidents and our government to operate outside the Constitution, we're going to be in big trouble, as we are right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, we got to run.
All right, thanks very much, Terry.
Bob's keeping us on track again.
Yeah, we're keeping on track, and we're going to take a break. Thanks for calling
in,
Terry.
Doing my job. KCNR 1460, 747.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Dawn. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All right, and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. We're looking at 53 degrees in downtown Reading. Looking for a high today of 88 degrees. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're joined in the studio now by one of my favorite paper people from the Northern California Veterans Museum, Rob Burrow. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, welcome. And we've got a big event coming up this weekend.
We do. This is our major annual event for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's going to be held at Wind River Casino in the Event Center this weekend, Saturday evening, April 9th, starts at 5 o'clock, and we have a great guest speaker this year. Sheriff Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey will be our guest speaker. He is a 37-year veteran with the Army as a colonel and also served as a sergeant with the Marine Corps during Vietnam. This man is a great statesman. He's a great patriot. He's a constitutionalist. He believes in our veterans, he believes in our country, and he is going to be our speaker. And we want to invite you, whoever you are that's out there listening, to come and be a part of this program. Not just only to be to listen to our guest speaker, but to come out and support the museum. You know, we've just purchased 6.5 acres between Cottonwood and Anderson, right on top of Cottonwood Hill there. And that is going to be the new location for the new museum. We're in the process of surveying. We're in a process of getting everything ready, so hopefully this time next year we can break ground on the new property and the new building program. And so this is a major fundraising event for us to step forward and to make this happen.
And it's going to be great. And certainly Sheriff Lopey is a longtime friend. He's been a sheriff in the North State for a long time, and you're absolutely right. He is such a great spokesman for everything that we believe this country should be.
That's right. He is a stand-up individual. So if you'd like to get tickets and be a part of this program, you can go ahead and call the museum office. It's 222-2282. That's 222-2282. We're located right on Bocelli Lane. We'll be open today after 10 a.m. this morning, and we have plenty of tickets that are still left for our seating area. We still have some sponsored tables if you'd like to sponsor a table of 10. And if you purchase a table of 10 for $500, you get $400 in drawing tickets. We're going to have 15 firearms at this event, so there's we have houseboat trips, we have golf tournaments, and all different types of things that are available. It's just going to be a wonderful night to support the museum, be able to support our community, and a great dinner and a great speaker.
And these events are always, if you haven't been to one of these great events that the Northern California Veterans Museum puts on, it's all kinds of people there, people you haven't seen in a long time. It's a great visiting venue. There are lots of guns to win, and I mean, who doesn't need another gun in their arsenal? I mean, in their cabinet. Who doesn't need another gun? I mean, well, you can never have too many guns or diamonds.
We have really nice handguns that can use for concealed weapons for your permit. Also, we're going to have some concealed weapon permits that we'll be auctioning off and giving away also with part of our drawing. And then we'll have rifles and shotguns also. So it's a full, broad spectrum of items to be able to utilize.
Well, and you know, this is so supported by our veterans community up here in the entire community, and I can't wait to see that. And it's the perfect place for it in my mind down in the South County, because that's just the best of all worlds
well,
in my mind.
It's UCLA. It's Upper Cottonwood, Lower Anderson. So
there you go.
It's UCLA Hill right there.
UCLA Hill. Oh, okay. Right. I've never heard that before. So anyway, once again, we're talking Saturday night at the Wind River Casino. It's at 5 o'clock, April 9th. You need tickets, 222-2282. Stop by and purchase them at the office on Bocelli Lane. If you need any more information, you can give that phone number, 222-2282 again.
I'll buy a table.
Will you buy a table? That's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay,
help
great.
Help buy a table. I actually have a couple clients who I know. I have a Pearl Harbor survivor that we work with who I know would love to be a guest, and we'll bring him with us, and we'll do the table.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Perfect.
What are you doing, Trish? Maybe you want to join us.
You know what? I'm going to be out of town because I don't usually miss this, yeah. And darn it, I am going to be
well,
gone.
Usually she buys wood because she's not there, so she puts a bid in on some oak. So.
That's how I get my wood every year at their fundraisers.
Yeah, I'm usually the one out there delivering it and stacking it behind
that's
her house.
That's exactly right. Great visiting time.
I will represent the clerk.
All right.
For us. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's
Rob,
great.
I'm happy to do it.
And you know, we have the Veterans Home is coming, and they're going to have a table full of veterans there from the Veterans Home. I mean, this is just a really great way for us to say thank you back to our veterans and to honor them for their services. Mm-hmm. We're losing our World War II and our Korean War veterans so fast, and even our Vietnam veterans. We have to be able to make sure that their story doesn't go away. This is about our nation. This is about the men and women who sacrificed and served. They laid their lives on the line. And the museum is about saying, we remember, we honor you, we will not forget the sacrifices that you have made. Mm-hmm. And that's why this program is so important.
It absolutely is. And, you know, we have so much stuff in storage from the museum when it was located out on Airport Road. And if you didn't have the opportunity to go out there and look at the things, the marvelous memorabilia from all of the wars and from all of the branches of the service.
Right.
To not be able to display that where people can go in and enjoy it and watch it is just close to criminal.
And people, if they're listening, Robin, they want to donate.
Yes.
They can just donate. They don't, if they can't make it to the event, they want to support it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, right now, like I say, we're in the process of doing the surveying. We're looking for about $25,000 in this next phase that we're working on. If you'd like to make a donation, you can't make it to the event. You know, we greatly accept that because every dollar that comes in, nobody gets paid in this program. It's all a labor of love. So every dollar that comes in goes right back into the program. And that's really important for people to know. You know, it's not like we're feeding wages out there. We are taking care of business by making this happen. Like I said, we purchased the property this time so that somebody can't come in and take our lease away from us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that when people donate money to this program, the money goes right back in and becomes a solid part of this community.
That's awesome.
Well, and that's the way it has to be, and I can't wait to see all that stuff out on display in a beautiful facility.
Believe
again.
Me,
and we
I
just
can't either.
Right, where our schools can go for field trips,
that's
and these
exactly
children
right.
can learn about everything that's you know that history
and,
right there.
And one of the things we're trying to work with the Shasta County Board of Education too is you know there's a possibility we might lose the planetarium, so we've been trying to work with them back and forth to see if we can't move the planetarium to the new museum location and then open that up to the schools. So that they can come in at any time
mm-hmm.
and be able to utilize it. And what a better way to take our space exploration through the super transport system with the space shuttles and everything. Those were all military pilots. And so the military program comes right into the space exploration, right back into the planetary. So, I mean, this is some of the things that we're working with. The decisions haven't been made yet, but we're courting these ideas and trying to make this happen. So it's a win-win right here in our community.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and that Digistar projector can do IMAX-type movies.
Absolutely.
Up on it if you have the dome ceiling. So very cool.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for us in our community here in Northern California as we move forward.
Do you know, and this community always gets behind things that are important, and this is certainly from the North State perspective, this is one of the most important things. Our veterans community, all that memorabilia, that we have such a huge veterans community up here and retired veteran population, And besides which, this is just the part of California that's still part of America in my mind. And what the America we want it to be. So this is something we all need to get behind and support.
And what a great triad. We have the Veterans Home, we have the Veterans Cemetery, and now the Veterans Museum will honor both the living and our past veterans.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thanks for all your hard work, Rob. We sure appreciate
your
dedication to this project.
Yeah. And once again, remember Saturday night, if you haven't already gotten plans, I'm sure that you will be able to get tickets door.
I have seats at my table, so.
So, okay, there you go. There's going to be tickets available. It's at Wind River at 5:00. Great event. Just go out Saturday night and enjoy. Opportunity to maybe win a gun and meet a lot of the people in this community that have really made a difference. I know that a lot of our law enforcement and all of our military families will be there, and we just know that it's going to be great. So thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you again.
Always great to see you. And this is KCNR 1460, and we'll be back after the break.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The race for the Democratic nomination is intensifying as candidates cast doubt over each other's qualifications. Candidate Bernie Sanders says Hillary Clinton showed poor judgment when she voted for the Iraq War as a U.S. Senator.
I don't think you are qualified if you have voted for the disastrous war in Iraq.
Sanders questioning Clinton's qualifications to be president after she criticized his record and preparedness for the job. Republican Donald Trump says he's glad to be back in New York as he held his first big rally since losing the Wisconsin primary to Ted Cruz this week.
First of all, it's great to be home. This is home. It's great to be home. We love New York.
Even before Ted Cruz's win in Wisconsin, GOP officials were meeting behind closed doors in Washington to talk about a contested convention.
With growing talk of the possibility of a contested convention, party officials met this week with a couple dozen GOP operatives to discuss logistics. According to several sources who attended, the officials talked about what happens to bound delegates after the first round of voting. They also discussed the timing of subsequent votes and how much time would be available for lobbying.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The head of the TSA told senators on Capitol Hill yesterday that the agency has made many improvements during his short 9-month tenure.
Recent attacks remind us that terrorist organizations remain committed to attacking the global transportation system. At present, we have no specific credible intelligence of any plot to conduct a similar attack in the United States. But
Peter Neffinger told senators that the TSA has to be ever vigilant. Police say a woman was shot 4 times in Minneapolis after she honked her horn at another vehicle that cut her off. Minneapolis Police Inspector Todd Loining telling KSTP-TV.
We believe there are people out there that most likely witnessed this incident, and we're asking folks to come forward and help us solve this case.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, A Classroom Answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you. I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
He's so free! God's not dead! He's surely alive! He's
living! God's Not Dead 2. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
The price tag for the most expensive destroyers ever built for the U.S. Navy is still growing, according to correspondent Jeremy House.
Updated figures from the Congressional Research Service indicate the cost of 3 ships in the Zumwalt class has increased by 3.7%, or $450 million from last year. That lifts the total for the 3 ships to $12.74 billion. The first-in-class Zumwalt that's under construction at Bath Iron Works in Maine has successfully finished builder trials. It'll undergo additional sea trials later this month before delivery to the Navy. It's due to be commissioned in October. Jeremy House reporting.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since February of last year. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.59% this week, down from 3.71% last week, and that is well below its year-ago level of 3.66. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tumbling sales of Fiat Chrysler's main midsize car have driven the company to indefinitely lay off 1,300 employees at a Detroit-area factory.
Workers on the second shift at Fiat Chrysler's assembly plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, will be furloughed starting July 5th as the slow-selling Chrysler 200 has started stacking up on dealer lots. Sales of the cars were down 61% through March. Inventory grew to a 150-day supply, according to Ward's Automotive. Automakers consider 60 days to be optimal to give dealers enough of a selection for customers.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Rayon scarves designed by Ivanka Trump are being recalled because they are too flammable and pose a burn risk. The recall involves about 20,000 scarves made in China and sold between October 2014 through January of this year at department stores and online. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. This is on the first Thursday of the month. Sharon and I do the show. We're looking at 53 degrees in downtown Reading right now, looking for 88 of a high today, 54 low. Tomorrow we're going to get back up to about 75 with a low of 45. On Saturday we're going to start having just a bit of a cooling trend down in about 65 and a chance of showers and a bit of a thunderstorm on Saturday night and Sunday a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 66. So a little bit of a cooling trend over the weekend, and I think that's okay because we're not ready for summer yet. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and actually, I'll correct myself, it's 60 degrees down.
Yeah, I wasn't believing
down
that figure. We collect from a number of weather stations around town. I wasn't believing that, which was actually the Caltrans weather station.
Yeah.
But I checked, and it's closer to 60 if you take the average of all the weather stations around town.
And the lake level, Bob, is?
Right now, we are 16.5 feet from the top as of our last reading, and they're leaving a little room because we do have some wet weather anticipated for the weekend, and of course there'll be some runoff from that, but we're looking good for summer fun.
Yay. Yeah, we certainly are, and fortunately we haven't had, the rain has come in such degree that we haven't had to wash a great deal of it out to the ocean trying to keep the lake down. If we'd ever build some off-site storage, we could store all that excess water and then, gosh, have it available for when we need it in the summer months. But why would we do anything so practical as that? So Just a little side note. Okay, so this morning we have another, gosh, this is fun. I get to visit with all the best people in Shasta County when we do the show.
Same here.
And here we've got Gene King joining us right now from One Safe Place. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you. Good morning to both of you. Like you said, my favorite people here. How fun can this be?
I know. It's a little girl time this morning.
Exactly. And we wanted Gene to come in this morning because we've all been closely following the whole renovation of Shasta Women's Refuge from what it used to be and then joining and coming together to form One Safe Place and then the opening of the brand new facility. And we did that how long ago?
So our official opening was November 5th. We were up and running immediately, full. Didn't skip a beat. I'm very proud of my staff. They really worked hard to just one day and the next day have everything available. So, yeah, we've had about 5-6 months now. I can't believe that we've been in that long. But
yeah.
It's really exciting what's going on because, you know, we have made a lot of changes over the last 4 or 5 years, and they've been substantial, changing our name, different mode of operating, a new building. The great news is that it's working. There are some things we specifically set up, and we're doing things really differently than really are done in our field throughout the state and nation. So we're kind of pushing the edges on different things, really trying to make a difference. But let me just kind of tell you one story that will give you an idea of what we're looking at and how we're getting success. So in our previous shelter, you know, there was 3 bedrooms that held 26 women and children. And you can imagine the crowding, and there's crying, there's trauma, there's illness, there's all sorts of things going on. In our new shelter, of course, every family that comes in has their own bedroom and bathroom. So what we found out doing statistics from the old shelter was that women were really actually staying only about an average of 10 to 12 days. And what we know is it takes a much longer time to really
break that cycle,
get down, get where you're ready to learn, ready to change. That's more like 30, 60, 90 days. We couldn't do that in our old facility because it was just too busy, too many people in and out. And besides, people just wouldn't stay.
It was more like...
They couldn't relax enough to get into that mode.
No. That was like crisis mode, but it wasn't really getting people...
Healing mode.
Right, right.
Yeah, so we're in healing mode now. That's,
awesome.
That's what
right.
I'm
that's
getting
to. That's where you
to.
Create change.
That's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we change lives. Mm-hmm. That's what our now we're proudly saying mm-hmm. that in a different way. We've always done that, but this is really so we are now having women who are staying 30, 60, 90 days. And the difference coming out, so let me kind of give you a little scenario here. You know, it takes a while to get an apartment for any of us to do, to mm-hmm. get your down payment, to find some place to rent. A lot of these are HUD, so you have to find specific. There may not be that many around. They may have bad credit histories because mm-hmm. they probably lived off credit cards, also for different things trying to get by. Mm-hmm. They may not have paid their utilities and such. All those things are surrounding issues to what's their next move
right.
rather than going back, how to get a job and get a job and get an apartment. So we're now finding that exact thing happening. It's so rewarding. We're able to get driver's license reissued. We're able to get credit because we work as partners with so many of these agencies. Mm-hmm. We're able to get that waived maybe so that we can help some people get in. And there's a exciting new partnership we have with a couple of local real estate owners. Dan Knott of K2 Construction, we've been talking about doing a partnership where instead of building transitional housing, we are partnering with those who own apartments who are willing to give us our clients first choice to come in, and then we're going to manage them, and they'll do the rental part and what they should do, and mm-hmm. we'll do the client management. So each step seems to lead to a new opening
mm-hmm.
and
absolutely.
New partnership. So I'm always excited about this, and I'm even more excited now that we're seeing those changes.
Well, and the reality and the satisfaction that you've made some dramatic changes in how you're doing business mm-hmm. and to see the fact that in fact it works. And
yeah.
you are actually able to give them long enough time in that healing mode mm-hmm. to move then into not just, well, okay, I have to leave here. I can't. So now within a week, they're back right where they were.
Exactly.
Now they're actually able to formulate and take the time to make the steps to actually get into housing, get their furniture, get their stuff
yeah.
set up. Still
have
a support
system. They
have
nothing.
They have nothing.
Right.
Exactly.
So
that takes time.
For instance, we had a victim, a trafficking victim. And there was a program back east that would better serve completely a year-long program. So we went out and asked for airfare. And with less than 24 hours, we had raised over $2,000 to get her on a plane, to pay for the motel, to get her where she needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
So those are successes for us. They're all very different there. And there's one other thing that we're really focusing on that I'm proud of. So this has really focused on women at the time when they need help, need to get away and such like that. But the real issue is about prevention. That's where it will change.
Question out of the chat room, and I'll kind of rephrase it slightly. What percentage of your arrivals would you say also have substance abuse problems that they have to clear up as well in order to break out of their cycle?
High percentage, 80 to 90%, at least have alcohol or drugs involved. It may not be them specifically, but probably drugs or alcohol were involved in some way in the situation. It's very high. So we are not a drug or alcohol treatment center. So through our partnerships, again, through the Shasta County, Visions of the Cross and such, we make sure people are maybe in motel just so they aren't coming in drunk or on drugs when they come in. We work with them to make sure they get off because we aren't capable of handling as counselors there, and we don't have the money to hire a professional counselor. We work with them. We want to make sure that they are rest of our clients are safe there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the children that are in there. So there's just a mix that we help them get the help, and then we bring them in. And usually that works pretty well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're...
That's a good question.
It is a good question, mm-hmm. And certainly the drugs... And the alcohol play a big part in a lot of what goes on up here, whether it's...
And when we talk about drugs, really, we're probably seeing more problem with prescription drugs than we are with somebody coming with methamphetamine or something like that. We see quite a bit of that. When somebody's going through withdrawals, again, we can put them to a room and let them sleep it off, but having the care and the counseling that they need through that, we vary from each client to each client. It's not like, we try to work our best way to get them in and get help. But let me go back to what I was going to say.
Jean, before we go on, we're going to take just a quick break, and then we'll be back after we take a moment out.
And it is 8:15 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Mother's touch, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a leg to keep, he can't hang around.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377. As working women with hectic schedules, it seems that we have less opportunity to focus on ourselves. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Between my daily radio show, stage performances, and time with my husband Carl, I was finding it harder to set aside quality me time that's so important to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And this is what Wellgate Sports Club represents. One of the things I love about Wellgate Sports Club is the aquatics training classes I'm taking with Kathleen Cowling. Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through the component of water resistance and buoyancy. Kathleen and Wellgate Sports Club has helped me find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. You can also get scheduled information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. That's Wellgate Sports Club.
Spring. Finally, nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Reading will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Reading can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could hope for. Applications now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460, this portion of the program. By the way, it is, last time we checked, 61 degrees downtown. This weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discount, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
And welcome back. It's this Thursday, and so it's Trish Clark and Sharon Clark, and our guest this hour is Gene King from One Safe Place. And we're talking about, you know, we still have a great fundraising effort going there, and Gene's going to be on with Carl next week and talk more about how you can help in that manner. But I really wanted Gene to just update us today about how everything's going with the facility. You know, if you're not familiar with where it's out next to the Elks, just right around the corner from the Elks Lodge, the Shasta, or the Senior Center.
Senior Center, the Lake Reading Park, and Episcopal Church.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And the little golf. What's the golf?
Lake Reading
Golf Course.
Yes. Yeah. Right out there, and it's just, it stands right out. It's a lovely facility, and that's so different than how we used to do women's shelters before. They were always hidden from everybody but the perpetrators, I think, and nobody knew where they were.
Yeah, it's an interesting story about that. So I've been there 5 years now, when I first came asking about the shelter and the secrecy and such like that. And they said, well, first of all, our government grants, it has to be secret because they require that. And so I said, well, so then it must be really protected and nobody knows where it is. Well, the most of Reading, but the perps know where it is because when the clients came in, they stayed not very long and then went back to their partners so often that we knew.
Right.
So my next question was, well, man, we must have lots of break-ins or incidences or people. No, not very. No, nothing happens. They said, well, you can drive up to the front door. You can walk through the gates. How is this working? Well, we just haven't had any incidences. So I'm like, well, but all the good people of Reading don't know where it is, and it's a big mystery. And then we talk about the shame of people who come in and the whole thing like that. So my thought was, is let's make it safe, because that's what the grants actually ask for, is security and safety. So this is the security on the building is like the police station. We actually have duplicated their key system. We have 18 cameras around. On my iPhone or on my computer, I can see all cameras at one time. I know anybody that can come in and out a door, who it is, who the key belongs to. So we've really changed, and what I think are doing is doing the security, which is required.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so much safer now, even with people knowing where it is, than its previous location.
The one thing that I noticed is you talked about you have the grant for some money that has just come in for the children's playground area.
Yeah.
Now, I've had people ask me, isn't that kind of exposed, where the children are playing to...
Well, of course, there's a gated fence all the way around the shelter portion of it, so you can't get into in there without the keys and such like that to get in there. There's always a parent or a staff in the yard when the kids are there. They're never there by themselves. It's easy to get back into the building. We have all sorts, again, security watching that, particularly anybody coming on anywhere near the fences or the gates. And the children, the children really have not ever really been an issue for us. When that takes place, it's generally at a school, and it's a dispute in a custody situation. So it's rarely anything where people are taking the children out of us because away from us, they know they're safe. And we're always trying to work with any custody situations with our clients and their spouse or a significant other or their abuser to make sure we're following all court orders. And that's taken care of. So that's really not been an issue. And like I said, they're never out there by themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
On the other hand, what we do see now is because we have a larger playground. Let me put it that way. It's not any more protected than the other one was, but it's larger. And what we're seeing now is really women gathering out there, the kids playing together. We see them having conversations together. We see a bond happening between the women. And one of the things that we're seeing with one of the women that left us, one of our success stories, and when she talks about it, she said, "I was so isolated, I haven't had a woman friend in over 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, "I met women here," and she's left us now. She's moved on, and she has said, "And I have friends now. And they support me. And I have somebody to call and go places with and do things with." I mean, even just that step alone is part of it. And you know us.
The three of us right here in this room. Yeah. What would we do without our women friends?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so blessed to have that cadre of women friends who just are your... I mean, they're always there for you when things are bad or you just need somebody to talk to or just want to go out and have a drink. Or have coffee or have lunch.
And that's
what you've got. I can't imagine my life without my women friends.
So this is a very common red flag that friends or parents or whatever is when someone starts becoming isolated, can't go places, talks about that they can't visit with family things because they're going to do something else. That is a red flag, and particularly I caution always on teens and dating to parents. You know, it looks like you've got some guys really loves your young daughter, let's say, and picks her up and takes her to school, and instead of going to maybe an event, they'll go on a picnic or maybe, you know, and what that indicates really is isolation and control.
Well, you know, and part of this with the girlfriend thing is, if you have good friends, they're going to call you out on that and go, "This is not okay what he's doing." And so you need to isolate from those people. So, because my friends, as amazing as the glass of wine is and the traveling, they're also the people that are going to say, that relationship is not healthy or the way you're behaving is not healthy or whatever. And so those men, those abusers, need to keep those women away from that so that they don't have those positive influences.
Very, very common part of it. And so now that we're seeing that. And the playground helps. I just want to mention one other part about the playground and the changes in our agency. So we have dealt with primarily women and getting on from a situation. But like I said, it's about really prevention. It's the earlier part. So we're working on that. For 30 years now, when women come in, they bring their children in with them, right? And we deal with what their issues are as our men. Mm-hmm. Men and women come in. Issues related to getting them on a better path. But what we have not done is treat the children. Now, treating the children may be with Child Protective Services and all the other agencies, but we are now have a new software program where we include the children in that case management plan. So we actually are now moving to work those kids who are witness to this. What's the plan for them? Mm-hmm. What's helping them? Are they getting counseling? How are they doing in school? How much abuse or violence have they seen?
Way to let them know that this is not normal, it's not okay, not to pattern this as you grow up.
Right.
Turn that cycle around.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Question out of the chat room. Now, your core mission, of course, domestic violence, but if a woman comes to you and says, "I've been homeless for X amount of months, years, whatever," can you refer her somewhere? Because Family Justice Center and OSP, you do have that. Yeah. Your core is domestic, but do you have facilities for someone who is saying, "I want to break out of this homeless cycle"?
So just let me clarify one thing. We aren't any longer Family Justice Center. They merged with us in one safe place.
Yeah.
I just want to, because that comes up. So, yes, if we get someone that's homeless, our relationship with Good News Rescue Mission is one of our main partnerships. And, you know, they've just built a new facility. They had a facility just for women. They have now a larger more comprehensive one. So our grants and what we do, our grants specifically has to be related to domestic violence, sexual assault. So what we do, if they're homeless and it's related to domestic violence, which is most fairly often the situation, our violence with a partner, we would take have them in. If not, we do work with the mission for them to go there. And, so we'd love to be able to be the homeless shelter, but we're just not. And Good News Rescue Mission does a wonderful job in that place.
Well, and that's the great thing about the relationships between the organizations, and something that we're doing a better job of in Shasta County. It's hard to not duplicate services and not, mm-hmm. If a person's doing a little bit of something and then somebody else is doing a little bit of it and somebody else, but it's been a long time coming to get people to turn loose of those little pieces, mm-hmm. and let them go someplace else where one person's doing this, another person's doing this, and you coordinate all those efforts. It's a hard sell, and with the all the HIPAA laws about sharing information, mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, it's been a hard road in Shasta County, but I think we're doing it better.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't duplicate services. We partner on everything. It's one of our mottos, and it's the only way to go. I don't understand when we're duplicating, raising money to do the same thing. I mean, it's hard on everybody raising money to do this, but to raise money for two agencies or three to do the same thing is a hardship. It makes no sense.
It's hard to sell it to, mm-hmm. the community, mm-hmm. and by and large, we don't give a good service that way. We'll be right back after these breaks.
Hey, I want to talk to you a minute about window coverings. There was a time in my life when my window coverings were bed sheets and thumbtacks, but no more. I have kind of moved up, and the best place to go for window coverings is Budget Blinds. Now, if you're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows, you want to think about function. Do you want total darkness, filtered light, should there be a lining? Lots of questions, and the people with the answers are those folks over at Budget Blinds. Jerry's goal for their customers is that when he walks out of the house, it's nicer than when he walked in, and the customers are so excited they tell all their friends. You want custom blinds, give them a call at Budget Blinds, 226-9027, or give them a visit on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Wind River. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. Bingo calendar subject to bingo is better at the river.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. and we have great community sponsors. They include Russell Cleaning Service for carpet cleaning, the Shasta Athletic Club to keep you really fit, and Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor agent in Reading. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 a.m. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
That's right, I like to hold my head up. Carl likes to hold his head up and get a great haircut down at Cypress Square Barbershop. How's that for connections? 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
And welcome back. This is a Thursday, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And we're visiting here this morning with Gene King. Excuse me, from One Safe Place. And we've been talking about the new facility and all the great things that are going out there. We had a call, a question from the chat room, Bob, that was...
What is Gene's opinion on Christian Schrader's Housing First, Many Homeless Are Women?
Well, Christian Schrader is doing an unbelievable job. The amount of time and effort she's putting into trying to get a solution to the homeless issue has gone above and beyond for one person in terms of really pushing it as a personal agenda for her and for our community. I think she would agree with me, as a community issue, what I would really like to see, there's so many different opinions about it that I get approached by different people and different ideas of what should happen. I really kind of believe in strengthening that, coordinating the continuum of care, or the coordinating position there, so that we have one person who's gathering these together. And I'm not saying Kristen isn't doing this, but mine is, it's just, I think, hard on the city to have so many different options that have gone on so long. It's almost like you don't hear it so much anymore. And I'm, as all we are, is looking for a solution there. What the solution is, it would be an opinion, but mine would, I would not put that out there because there's so many variables within that. And we do serve a lot of homeless women, so we feel that we are doing our share in working in that.
You know, there's so many, the homeless population certainly is a huge thing, and I think, from my opinion, and I'm never afraid to put that out there, is the government was never created to be all things to all people,
right?
Nor should it be, mm-hmm. in my mind. And I feel like if our city council and our board of supervisors and our local government here, the best, very best thing that they can do is strive to create an atmosphere in Shasta County, in spite of the state that we're in, that creates an environment for local entrepreneurs to create jobs.
Love that.
Because yes. mm-hmm. that is mm-hmm. the best thing they can do, and that's within their power to do, mm-hmm. to set up that environment which makes it easy and productive to start a business. Because the more jobs mm-hmm. that we can create at all levels, that's the biggest bite we can take out of the homeless population.
So let me give you an example of that. Again, our private-public partnerships that we formed. So we have a partnership with McDonald's. And they have agreed, when we have women that need jobs or are ready to do that and we feel are ready to take on something like that, they'll take our clients and put them at the top of their hiring list. And they will try to work with them to give them jobs. So that is exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It's that partnership between entrepreneurial businesses, helping people to get that next step, opening that up. Now, one thing we can do when we partner with somebody is help work with that person with some maybe continuing issues or what there might be.
Make sure they're dressed appropriately and
things. And if they need more counseling, we can continue that kind of case management thing as our part of that, so that we are looked at as a place, yeah, that's a good place to hire women from, because they're really in a good place. So I hear what you're saying. I still think there's so many ideas and different things out there. A coordination for the community, speaking with one voice, or speaking, you know, I think that makes a more powerful statement when we do that.
Right, because we're diversified with all these different groups on Facebook, and this group's cleaning up these camps, and this group's over here at the council meetings, and what do you get behind?
Right.
Everybody
is behind it, but what do you get behind?
Right, we need like a common core agency to kind of head this thing.
And what I'd love to see happen is that the goal in all of these people that are trying to help these people is to be moving them towards taking care of themselves, instead of creating an atmosphere for them to continue to depend on somebody else.
Quit giving them money if they're on a street corner.
And that's exactly it.
But the problem is that so many of these people are mentally ill. So you have to treat these populations differently.
Absolutely.
You can't call all the homeless
that,
because so many of them, it's a pretty large percentage, they don't have services and they don't have help and they don't have the drugs they need. They not have somebody watching to make sure they take care of, you know, take the drugs and things. There's a huge gaping hole there in mental illness.
Right, because then they're on drugs because they're self-medicating because of mental illness, and your dual diagnosis.
But it's a mindset that has permeated, and let me give you an example. That's something that glared at me the other day, completely off subject. But here's the mental set of where we're going in this United States with we were talking about the water. And there was I don't remember if it was a letter or a Facebook post or anything, but this person said, you know, the government should be giving us all barrels in our yard, big barrels, and we should be saving the water. And then we could use that water to water our plants, and we could have the... And I thought, if you think that's a good idea, go buy a barrel. Why do we need the government? We did that in Idaho. We always had barrels.
On the other hand...
And we used it to wash our hair and all those things.
Government in Oregon says thou shalt not capture rainwater. You must leave the rainwater run free. That's a state law in Oregon.
Well, so that's the mindset that I'm trying to get people to get out of. Is if you have an idea that something that would help you or your neighbors, don't look to somebody else to do it and or government to do it. Take it upon yourself and just do it.
Well, one safe place actually does that.
And that's you're absolutely right.
That's how not the barrels, but that's how we got our building built.
And that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
It was built on a vision. It was built with no money. It was built with a purpose and a passion and faith.
Well, Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and it still isn't government funded. And it still isn't but I'm just saying that's the mindset we've got to get people back to. Mm-hmm. Instead of this, it takes a village to raise a child kind of whole mentality where we got to start being personally responsible. And if you see something that needs to be taken care of, get involved and make a difference in it. Be a part of something, helping people to move on.
So we're
and I think One Safe Place is a perfect example of that.
But I have an opinion right about that, too, and about insurance. I often hear people saying, and from our clients and such, if the insurance isn't in my plan or isn't paid for some way, then I can't get that service. And, you know, we grew up in a time where we got that service and paid for it. We didn't expect that I can't go see the doctor because I've had a stomach ache for 6 months because my plan won't pay for it. Or let's say a pap smear, let's say something. You know, there's other parts of how we save that money, take care of our health as a first priority, you know. So we're going down a road here, I realize that.
We can do that, Jean, because that's what we love about there. It is.
Yeah, it's a little thing, and we can do it, and it is a mind change. And it does affect our, you know, is that what can we do for ourselves, and where do we find those services that we take advantage of and go out and get help that we need? Because there is a lot of help in the community for people, and it isn't all based on government money.
And the prevention side of what you were talking about, the mindset that we put in those kids. I've mm-hmm. said for years, we've got to turn those children around. Mm-hmm. We've got to change their mind processes so that they don't grow up thinking that somebody else is going to take care of their problems. And that's all about building self-esteem, telling them how important and great they are, and how they can do anything they want to do if they make up their mind to do
it. So even more than that, though, what is specifically for us is looking when a child is raised where dad hits mom, dad hits them. What happens is they grow up and become as an adult. That's normal for them. So when they are married and somebody hits them, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about, you know, changing those children as they grow up, not thinking that is...
It's not normal.
It's not normal. Our Camp Hope is one of the best places that does that. We take 100 kids, and we talk about, and they talk with each other about what differences there are, and there are differences in things. We're planting the seed right then.
There you go.
And that is for our whole economy and health, is planting those positive, and really hope is the word. Hope for our women and men who come for us for help. Hope for those children that this isn't the way life is, and that it doesn't have to be this way for forever.
And just to reach out to the audience and say, you know, there are so many opportunities in this community for you. I mean, and I know we look at all the problems that are on the headlines every day, and you sometimes kind of feel frustrated that they're, you know, what can I do about it? Well, here's one of the things you can do. You can volunteer at one of these agencies and get involved in making a difference. There's all kinds of opportunities. One Safe Place is a perfect opportunity. Mm-hmm. You want to make a difference. You want to somehow change what's happening out there. Put in a few hours a month or a few hours a week with one of these agencies and turn some of those mindsets around for those kids and be a part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so rewarding to you.
And I agree. Like, we just have all these kind of negative groups on Facebook. I've actually had to take myself off the list because they're just people just lambasting everybody. Like, and I went over last year and had a tour of One Safe Place, but also Good News Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. I learned what the programs are. I learned what they're there to do. I learned what I can do, so I can, you know, donate my. The Good News Rescue Mission has an interview process where they, you know, want to teach these people how to get a job. So I can give my old work clothes here so that these women, and I've offered to go in and help, you know, do mock interviews so I can help these people have a good interview. And so instead of just complaining about what's going on, let's help the people who want the help. And quit helping the people who don't want
the help. That's the message. There you go.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break on that very positive note.
And at 8:45, this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more Espresso Joe, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Reading chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back. You really need to be here during the break because we're having great discussion.
And if I may slide a word in edgewise, this portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo, John Bastiani priding himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. It is Thursday. That means Clark and Clark, but it also means tonight at Wind River Resort and Casino, the lovely, talented Linda Bott will be performing. You can still get tickets down there by calling the Elements Lounge inside Wind River Casino.
And if you haven't been down and watched Linda and her group, it's just something really special to have an evening. Take your wife down there this evening or your significant other and treat her to lobster and steak for $21.95 or something. It's a ridiculous amount of money. And it's just a special, special evening.
And we've got Gene King today, and it's the Clark and the King solving Redding's problems.
Yeah. I mean, we're taking it on.
We can do it.
Women power. I love it, and we are so blessed in Shasta County to have so many vital women that are involved in the community. And I think, you know, bring something. Sharon and her business and Jean with the One Safe Place, I think it's just marvelous that we have.
Center.
We've got all these great organizations that we can make a difference. And you other women out there, if you're not involved in something, this is a good opportunity to get it. Do some volunteer work with one of these organizations.
And you know, you do live longer and actually are healthier when you volunteer. It really, there's like documented evidence on this, that you live longer when you volunteer, because just doing good and being out there, and there's endorphins and all kinds of crazy things that
it's
happen.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I retired 10 years ago, and I'm working harder than I ever worked in my life. I've had more stress and pressure and things, and I keep going, I don't know how I can do this. I mean, and the reason is because of the goodness that helping people help change their lives. It is an adrenaline. It is an endorphin, mm-hmm. whatever that is, mm-hmm. is that I want to get up every morning. I want to go to work because I know there's all these things that we can do. And so I'm really lucky to have this position.
Yeah, you're great at it, and they're lucky to have you.
Well, it's sometimes things work out. Sometimes things work out. You know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that it's 64, 63 when I took the job. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. So, yeah. And what with those retirements? There's a lot of things to do.
And let's reach out
there.
Here to the other ladies in this community, because I know we have a lot of retired women that have a lot of skills. I mean, people that have had demanding jobs and now they're retired. And it doesn't take very long after you retire. I mean, a couple of weeks before you figure out, what in the world am I going to do now? I mean, I often say that I retired 9 years ago. And actually what I did is I just quit getting paid for anything.
Yeah.
Because but you're right. We're in a position in our lives now where we can do what we want to do.
Right.
And when you can be involved in one of these great organizations, and I've always been very involved in the senior population. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. And I know that for our senior population out there, staying home and not doing anything is not what you want to do. So if you've got time on your hands, we've got volunteer opportunities all over this place, and you can get involved and really make a difference.
And I want to say about Sharon. So that's how I met Sharon. I was caring for my mother, who was 90 at the time. I think maybe we met Sharon. Mm-hmm. And Sharon walked in with, I mean, she has a business, but she cares about it. It was, you know, it's that other part of it. I get paid for what I do, but it's that heart that is rewarding.
Absolutely. And I always say, you know, I'm not selling jeans for a living. Not that there's anything wrong with selling jeans, but I love what I do, and I love being in the supermarket and having a family walk up to me and say, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in years. I see you on TV, but you know, you helped my mom or my dad. And you know, that legacy of all of us in this room, that difference that you make. It, you know, there's the tough days, and financially, you know, workers' comp rates go up, and we're licensed by the state this year, and all those.
Oh, and how about that $15 an hour minimum wage?
All that stuff is like, you know, percolating in my brain, and it's all stressful. But at the end of the day, you know, going to this veterans dinner to support the Veterans Museum on Saturday night, and taking some clients and sitting at that table, that's the moment that you sit back and I kind of go, okay, you know, this is why I do this. You know,
exactly.
We have to find that.
And the
great part
is Redding and Shasta County is such a great place to live, and the people here are generous. They are caring. I mean, it overwhelms me every day how many people walk in to donate things to us, mostly like in kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're thinking of us, and I know they're trying to help and be generous. So there's so many ways that you can do that, and Redding does do it. I just want to say that. Coming from Santa Barbara, where it was a wealthy kind of thing. Here, it's a grassroots. Let me give this little bit. Maybe I can bring some canned food or, you know, you can do little things. And Redding is a community that does that.
We're
so
very fortunate.
We are fortunate.
And it is our problem. I mean, it is our responsibility. The children of these victims that you're helping are in school with other people's children, and that's the society that's going to grow up and take care of us, and we should care, and it should matter.
Absolutely. And there's so many opportunities throughout the week and month in Shasta County to make a difference. We focus so often on the negative. There's a lot of positive out there. Sure, we got problems like any community, but we also have a really positive opportunity for all of us to be involved in really great things. One Safe Place, what a success story. If you haven't had an opportunity to go out there and take a look at it, I know that Gene is anxious to show you through the facility, show you what is going on out there. You got some time on your hands, come and volunteer. I'm a big one on getting involved in things. If you're in the South County and you want to volunteer, I could sure use some help down at the Frontier Senior Center.
And if you want to get paid and you're a retiree, you can always work for me. I have
Well, there you go. So we're just giving you opportunities to get involved and make
networking.
A difference in
this
the community.
This is what they call networking.
Absolutely.
Gene,
it's been delightful having you here with us this morning talk about, because I know that there's so many questions in people's minds when they see the big fundraising efforts. And then when you don't show up in the newspaper for a while, they're going, well, how did that all work out?
Well,
so,
I'll tell you.
How many women, give us some statistics to close out the.
So far this year, we've had over 4,000 bed nights in our shelter. In 2015, well, 2012, before we merged with the Family Justice Center, we saw 2,500 visits for service. In 2015, we saw 7,500 visits for service.
Wow.
So we know that we are seeing more people. We have more services. We're changing our focus. We have a building that can provide more success. So we're confident of what we're doing and where it's going, and
And do you feel like, Gene, that we have a bigger problem, more abuse, or we're just reaching more people,
you know,
or a combination of both?
Nationally, since 1994, domestic violence has gone down 63%. The rapes have declined as well. So nationally, that is happening. Now we're seeing the sheriff's office said they saw about a 20% decline in domestic violence assaults. RPD just gave me a report where it's slowly declining. You're seeing a decline over the years. They're not huge numbers, huge drops. So, you know, we're asking, are more people getting help? Are less people getting help? We don't know exactly what's happening, and we hope to be within a year part of our new computer program will help us do some statistics about that as we follow up in a longer time with our clients.
It would seem to me, though, that with the new facility that I would think that we're just actually more people are actually getting help, and maybe we're helping with the recidivism rate, and maybe there won't be so many repeats.
Well, we're starting to see it, and like I said, one of the places I will watch very carefully is assaults from the RPD and Sheriff's Office, and it's 40% of the assaults are due to domestic violence, both sheriff and both RPD. That's a lot if you look.
Yeah.
You talk about crime and such like that. So I watch those very closely. Doesn't necessarily tell the whole story, but that's an important figure for people to pay attention to.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, if you have people or you see things in your community, that, you know, you can certainly make a call and have a wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
Intervene. You know, we're way past the point in this society where it's okay to watch something in the neighborhood going on like that or with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and not take steps to do something about it.
And the senior neighbors also, as well. Because
that's right.
Sometimes they can be very...
Yeah, and we do elder abuse. We serve elder abusers, the department.
Older Adult Policy Council
is in our office.
Oh, perfect.
So we're talking
APS.
About
APS, Adult Protective Services.
Yeah. Is in our office. So those, when we say we serve elder abuse, is because we have that partner inside our office. That's how we operate there. So we don't have to pay the salary, but we get that service.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has been a great morning of good time. I think sharing about the women power in Shasta County and the difference we can make, I think that's a good message. And also, being involved in your community to make a difference. One Safe Place, Home Helpers, Frontier Senior Center, kind of focusing on them. Lots of opportunities to be involved, and we thank you. I want to thank Carl and Linda for giving us this opportunity on Thursday to just kind of chat with the rest of you out there. I so enjoy the show. I know Sharon enjoys.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been really fun. Great to have you on, Gene.
And so if you're not part of the solution,
you're
part of the problem.
Problem.
So get involved, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
At the gates of hell, but I won't.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is increasingly becoming a he said, she said affair. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, both now in New York, are questioning each other's qualifications for the White House. Clinton asked about Sanders' claim that she isn't qualified for the presidency.
Well, it's kind of a silly thing to say, but I'm going to trust the voters of New York who know me.
Sanders says Clinton started this by questioning his qualifications.
People might want to wonder about your qualifications when you supported virtually every trade agreement. Trade agreements which have cost the American worker millions of decent paying jobs.
Clinton has questioned whether Sanders is prepared for the Oval Office, but Clinton's campaign suggests that's not the same as questioning his qualifications. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says it's good to be back home again in New York, and Trump is blasting GOP rival Ted